What do I think happened yesterday? I think when the Taoiseach had a hammer in his hand and touched a few of the blocks at the affected homeowner that we took him to, he was quite astonished at what he was dealing with. You know, when he felt the gravel in his hands, I could see it, that this was on a scale that he just didn't realise. And I think so, there was definitely that that was to our advantage. The other part that was in there when we got to the numbers, I'm not sure he really understood the numbers and he understood the 90-10. We walked him through that and he's very, very clear now as to where the caps kick in, where the exclusions kick in, and where a 90-10 can actually end up in a lot of cases, and in most cases, closer to a 60-40 than a 90-10. He went down the road an awful lot wiser on that front than what he came up the road. And I can only hope that what you have is still a man of substance, a human being that has a massive opportunity to do the right thing by the people of Donegal. But that said, like I said before, you know, it's not good enough for us to expect the right things to be done just because they're the right things to do. It needs to be pressure all the way, and we will certainly not be giving up on any of that pressure. In regards to the fact of 100% redress, do I think they're there in their head yet? No, I don't. Do I think that they honestly understand that the scheme needs to be massively altered in order to make it something that's of use to the homeowners in Donegal? I think he's very clear on that. Where does that stop at? Does that stop at 100% or somewhere short of that? We're pushing for 100%. We made that very, very clear. There's still this issue around the cost to the exchequer. And the point that I try to make there, and there was still a denial around this parity with pyrite requirement. And I said, you know, that really depends on where you're standing. If you're holding the checkbook for a government and signing checks, absolutely, there's not parity because the costs are so madly different. But the reality from a homeowner point of view, but you're, you know, standing in their shoes, you have somebody in Donegal that's going to be charged over 100,000 for something that's not of their doing.